Earners, what's up? Look, if you're like us, then you pour your heart into creating content. But let's be real. Relying on algorithms to decide the fate of your efforts, that's not the move. That's where Kajabi steps in. It puts you in the driver's seat of your content, brand, and income. As content creators, we know the grind doesn't stop at production. Managing the business side is a whole other game. But guess what? With Kajabi, you don't need to hire a big team or juggle multiple tools. It's your one-stop platform to run your entire online business effortlessly. Here's a scoop. Kajabi is the all-in-one platform that supports entrepreneurs in transforming their passions into profit. Whether it's through an online course, membership sites, or coaching, Kajabi has all the tools you need. And the best part? You keep every penny you make. No revenue sharing here. We've been using Kajabi, and it's a real game changer. The analytics help you track what works, the payment options are a breeze, and the email marketing tools, well, top notch. It simplified our lives and let us focus on what we love to do, and that's creating. So are you ready to take control and stop leaving your success to chance? Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial. Just go to kajabi.com/earn. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the thousands of creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Because when people think of AI, I think right now they're looking at it from like how they can actually use it, which is beneficial. Yeah. But from an opportunity standpoint, right? And there's multiple different opportunities inside of AI. It's everything, right? So what opportunities should we be looking at inside of AI as opposed to like just using it for our personal or businesses?
Well, part of the reason I sent that to you is because I think we need to work that out. You know, you're the business guys. You know, I'm just like the political guy who just happened to stumble upon Will I Am a couple of years ago and said, holy crap, this is either going to put black people at the top or at the bottom, depending on how we respond. But there are different levels of it all the way from, you know, it's probably too late to get much of an allocation in some of the bigger models, like OpenAI, like the big stuff, like that's almost like now plumbing or infrastructure for the whole new system. But there are different layers and levels on top of that that there are going to be opportunities for. I'm not the person to talk to about that, but everything I find, I'm gonna send to y'all because you know you're kind of the megaphone to start pointing people in this direction. And really nobody knows. And it's a crazy thing. Even when I talk to, you know, I talk to Ashton Kutcher and, you know, people see him as like some like white Hollywood dude, but he's actually been involved in tech for a long time. And he actually cares about communities that don't have much, cares about black folks. He grew up like a poor white dude eating government cheese, like no joke. And so, you know, he has a whole approach where he's broken it down and he's seeing opportunities. He talks to Will I Am a bunch. We're going to have to create a whole culture around and a whole community around how we invest in this. But, you know, you guys are going to be smarter about that than I am. I'm just going to give you all the information I can find.
Smart man.
Thank you.
I'm interested. All right, as you said, you ran into Will.i.am and it was a mind-blowing conversation. You spoke to Ashton Kutcher. So you're talking to people outside the realm of politics, but inside the realm, right, where you have built a career. I wonder what the temperature is around AI. Is it just from a regulation standpoint, from an informational standpoint, from a revolutionary standpoint? How is it being viewed in the political world amongst people in DC and throughout the country?
I think they're mainly coming from a protective point of view. That there's a tension within the government over AI. On the one hand, they're afraid that this is going to be a Frankenstein technology that gets out of hand and causes a bunch of problems. They want to slow it down. At the same time, they look over their shoulder at China, and China has an advantage over us. in that we've made these algorithms, but for an AI, data is like oil. Like data is like gas. That data is what they need. So China is like the Saudi Arabia of data because they have a billion two people and no privacy rights. Mm-hmm. So they can, their AIs can get faster, faster, better, better, faster, faster with no barriers. So they're coming fast. That scares our government because if they win the AI war where their AIs are faster and smarter than ours, and they can win wars against us, they can do a bunch of stuff. So this tension between, do you protect Americans from a runaway technology, or do you protect America from a runaway China? That's the tension. And so for me, that's all above my pay grade. That's grown folk business. I'm saying, regardless of what y'all do, I'm going to make sure that Black people are aware, informed, investing, and empowered. And so, you know, I'm going to have to leave it to some of these bigger forces are going to battle it out. But no matter what, the thing you know is that capacities that you need to make your business go faster, opportunities that you have to make money in a new $1 trillion economy are either here or right around the corner. And there are going to be people who are broke right now who are going to be rich tomorrow because of AI. Mm-hmm. And people who are rich right now are going to be broke tomorrow because of AI. And our entrepreneur class, you know, I wouldn't bet against us. I wouldn't bet against us.
Really quick for context, can we say that this AI boom is probably going to be 100 or 200 times bigger than a dot-com boom of 99-2000?
Easily. Plus, don't forget, there are three, AI is the one everybody's paying attention to, but there's two other technological revolutions coming right behind it, biotech and quantum computing.
Quantum is going to be crazy, yeah.
So now look, you take biotech, which means, you know, you basically can start reprogramming humans at a biological level to, you know, you have vaccines for cancers. You could probably start literally creating Captain America super soldiers in about 10 years. I mean, that's going to be crazy. And then quantum computing means that almost everything you're doing right now from a privacy point of view is going to be null and void. So because whereas it would take a normal computer, make it up, 100 years to break your password, quantum computing can do it in like 2 minutes. Okay. So all security, all cybersecurity is going to have to be reimagined. And so there's opportunity there. But you put the three together, AI, biotech, and quantum computing, mm-hmm. you're talking about a completely different, it's almost indescribable, the level of changes and the level of opportunities. But what's going to happen is we're going to get scared. Oh, this is going to happen. This bad thing's going to happen. They're going to discriminate against Black people. You're going to have racist algorithms. What's going to happen to us? Blah, blah, blah. What's going to happen to us is what we determine is going to happen to us and for us. The white folk are not in charge either. Nobody, this is all new to everybody. It's like everybody got the same Christmas package and opened it up the same day. You know, back when we used to have video games, everybody get the same video game, and it's whoever's like playing the hardest over the weekend is good. When the video game first arrives, nobody's any good. Mm-hmm. This stuff is just arriving. Nobody's any good. You have a few people right now who are ahead of us, not that many. And so, but I just want, I mean, the reason I'm so excited about InvestFest is, until InvestFest, there was never a place of enough of us large enough mm-hmm. to even make this conversation relevant. I mean, that's why Will.i.am is going. That's why I'm going, because, yeah. you know, there's opportunity. If we all, if whatever, 20,000, 30,000, how many thousand people come to InvestFest, if everybody leaves with that same mission, that this is what we're going to at least be focused on, mm-hmm. we will leapfrog. If you don't come to InvestFest, something wrong with you. You're not serious. Something's wrong with you. Right. I mean, it's serious. I mean, you're not serious. Whatever you said, I have all these dreams, vision board. Take the vision board down. Yes. You're not serious.
We're going to do some people changing the world. Yep. And for context, can we be honest? Sam Altman had Y Combinator, which was like an InvestFest for startups.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All of the best ideas and now probably has the most important startup in human history.
Definitely has it. And, you know, and it has a whole network of people. I mean, it all comes down to individual people. In fact, we have somebody on our team who used to work with Sam Altman, a sister, Dom, you know, she's like, what are y'all doing? just be like, what are y'all doing? Like, this is not going to work at all. And we're like, look, we're doing the best we can. I'm on TV and stuff. I still come out the grassroots. And so a lot of stuff I'm still learning about. And she's just like, I'm glad she left, like, you know, Sam's team to come and help our team. But it's just going to be amazing. If you like, but I'm going to tell you this, if you're serious about changing your life, if you're serious about changing your company, if you're serious about changing your community, your family, and you're not an InvestFest, don't come. I mean, shut up, because there's no other place you're going to find the people that can help you do it. The conversation is going to help you do it. The access to stuff that we're talking about, it's just, it doesn't exist. That's why we're so excited about being a part of it, because otherwise we're at a cul-de-sac. You know, it's just us and our little 300 or 400 people. Then we can come and be a part of thousands and thousands of people. I mean, this, do not feel discouraged about the political situation or anything else. Go where the hope is. This revolution, AI, that's where the hope is.
There you have it, man. I appreciate your time.
Appreciate you, brother. For
thank you so much.
Appreciate your candor.
Best Fest and not only coming, but like I said, bringing your whole, you know, curriculum and doing.
And crew. Everybody's coming.
Program. And that's why I want people to fully understand, too. It's not just like, Will I Am literally is coming from Europe. He's on tour with Black Eyed Peas. He's changed his whole tour schedule to come from Europe, to go to Atlanta, to go back to Europe. Like, these are people that don't have to speak. Will I Am doesn't have to. 90% of the people don't even know that Will I Am is even in technology. They just think that
he's a member of the
Black Eyed Peas and he's a producer. But if I told you some of the stuff that Will I Am is like,
stuff from Mercedes and
he could literally never have to speak about anything for the rest of his life and he'll be good. So it's like, this shows you they're actually trying to help, right? They're trying to help rearranging their schedule, bringing a team, having programming. It's bigger than just celebrities that's coming. This is actually very important information. So A, you should go, but B, if you do go, you should go to every panel. You have options, but The artificial intelligence,
it's mandatory.
Those, I would definitely not miss any of those panels from the Friday all the way to Sunday. Make sure you're there, whether it's Vendor Marketplace, Stage A, Stage B, whatever it is. If you're serious about taking your life to the next level, not just your career, your life, because artificial intelligence, this stuff is going to change life.
Save big on all your back to school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy red, white, or black seedless grapes for $1.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.